This is Cincinnati Edition for a Friday on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. It's all about arts, commerce, and arts education this afternoon on Cincinnati Edition. A little later, you'll be hearing about the history of Cincinnati's School for the Creative and Performing Arts. The SCPA is marking its 40th anniversary this year and celebrating in style with an anniversary festival. But first, Cincinnati Arts Invade the Big Apple. May 6th through 12th, nine Cincinnati arts organizations will present a series of performances, parties, and events to highlight what makes Cincinnati special. What started out as an anniversary tour by the Cincinnati Ballet and an appearance at Carnegie Hall by the May Festival and the Cincinnati Symphony has grown into a week-long showcase. Here to share the story of how this came together, what will be happening, and the goals of this effort are Victoria Morgan, the Artistic Director and CEO of the Cincinnati Ballet, Julie Calvert, Vice President of Communications and Strategic Development at Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Trevor Hamilton, Vice President of Economic Development at Ready Cincinnati. That's Regional Economic Development Initiative, directed by Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. Welcome all, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And it is Ready, corrected.
It is Ready, and we are ready. So, yes, you got it. Regional Economic Development Initiative.
Excellent.
We are ready.
Well, Victoria, I'll start with you. Congratulations on Cincinnati Ballet's 50 years.
I've talked to
David Lyman about his book and all that's gone on. But I know that the ballet had already booked performances for the Joyce Theater in New York City for the 50th anniversary tour. What happened after that?
Okay, well, actually, we were scheduled to go the week before when I first found out that the Symphony and May Festival were going to be there. And then we did some fancy tap dancing and, you know, because the Joyce Theater, where we will be performing, planned their schedules years in advance. And the lovely dance program director there made arrangements for us to shift off because we all thought it would be fun just to be there together. And then our constituents, everyone from Cincinnati, could come and join, you know, you go Friday night with the Symphony and May Festival, Saturday night with the ballet.
And talk about the Joyce Theater briefly, because it's the famed Joyce Theater when it comes to dance.
It is. Actually, it's very international theater. It's more known for the contemporary kind of work that they're doing. And so, of course, we'll be taking a fabulous contemporary repertoire. But you have some of the major contemporary companies in the U.S. and international. I mean, it's such a coup for us to be able to be there. We're ready to. We're really psyched about it. And I'm happy to say that the director of the program, ironically, came to see us the first time we were performing with Over the Rhine. And part of the reason we're able to go is we got they call it a scholarship. We got sponsorship from the Joyce to be there because he was very impressed with the program.
Wow. We'll talk about what the ballet will be doing there because it's a pretty neat program you'll be presenting. Yeah. So I'll kick it over to you, Julie, to ask how you got involved. How did the Cincinnati Convention and Visitors Bureau get Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau get involved? Because usually it's about attracting people to Cincinnati, but here you're going to New York City.
We are. You know, and you're right. What we do most of our work as a convention visitors bureau outside of Cincinnati, spreading the word, talking to meeting planners, leisure travelers through our sister organization, the Regional Tourism Network. But really, I'll give credit back to a board member of Victoria's, to Julie Schiffman, who, you know, realized pretty quickly that these three organizations were going to be performing at the same time. And had the presence of mind to think beyond, you know, the arts and culture, because it's a great thing that makes Cincinnati really great, and say, how do we leverage this? How do we put the right partners together? So using our arts as the lead for being in New York, then how do we leverage it to talk to, you know, business executives, media, meeting planners? So she went to the right organizations. She formed the right alliances and put together really a 40-person community-wide steering committee.
Wow.
really a Herculean effort on Julie's part, and brought us all together. And we, you know, laid out the goals and what we were trying to do, and off we went. And with our own audiences and our own goals, and said, you know, we're all going to be there. How do we leverage this? How do we, you know, make this great for Cincinnati? So really it all started back with Julie, you know, because I don't know that we would have known that soon. That was really over a year ago, Victoria, that she did that.
Right, because initially she was going to chair our going to New York, and she did that in addition. And I think that she's got this, you know, creative sort of imagination I mean, she's so interesting because she would say to me, I'd invite her to take some leadership positions with the ballet, and she'd say, oh, well, I'm not good at that. Well, I'm not good at that. And I said, well, what are you good at? And she said, I am good at bringing people together, and I am good at bringing institutions together. And so is she good at that? Oh, my God.
Well, here we are. I would say, I think at last count, I saw there were over 2,000 Cincinnatians that were going to New York to participate in these events.
Yeah.
Not only to be spectators and fans of our great arts institutions, but just the business community alone. The hundreds of executives across this region that are going to leverage this, in New York on, really the greatest stage, not only for the arts community, but for the business and travel community as well. So she is definitely good at bringing people together. And I think that as a city and as a region, we have good organizations that are good at activating around those things. We saw, during the World Choir Games, what can happen when we all put our mind to something and say, how do we use this to the benefit of this region? And so that's, again, another leverage point, too. So
we're talking about Cincy and NYC, a big arts blast showcase in New York City featuring the Cincinnati Ballet and many other arts organizations. What have you heard about Cincy and NYC? Are you planning on going? Give us a call at 513-419-7100. That's 419-7100. Or email us, talk@wvxu.org. And Julie opened the door there, Trevor. I'll ask about the Regional Economic Development Initiative. But to begin with, what is READY? Please explain what it is.
Sure.
And how and are you going to be involved in what's happening in Cincy and NYC?
Well, with all this excitement, enthusiasm, what's going on in New York, I mean, how could you not want to join what's going on? And so READY Cincinnati, too, has joined this bandwagon as part of this multi-organizational effort in New York City. READY Cincinnati, or Regional Economic Development Initiative Cincinnati, we are the lead economic development organization for the whole of the Cincinnati metropolitan area. So we are the lead entity for economic development for all of the 15 counties in the tri-state region. And we thought, what a perfect opportunity for us to take our business message on the road and as part of this overall effort. And so READY Cincinnati will be there to promote the Cincinnati region as a positive place to do business and to raise the overall awareness of Cincinnati as a business location.
Well, I wanted to ask what kind of business magnet that the arts provide in the community. I believe I remember a study recently that showed that the arts here in Cincinnati, the ballet, the opera, all the theater that's going on, actually was a bigger economic engine than the professional sports teams we have. Yeah, true or false? And is that why you're trying to leverage this so
well,
much?
Certainly the arts contribute economically to our region, and it's very important for that reason. But for our purpose as well, the arts is one more thing in the fabric of our community that makes us a thriving business location as well. And so as we are talking to businesses around the globe about location decisions, it's not just that we're a great place to do business, but we have a great quality of life. It's a great place to live and convene. And so that, too, helps us to attract additional businesses to the area because it all is part of the fabric that makes us such a great place to do business and to live. And the businesses that we talk to today, that's still terribly important to them. It's not all about doing business. They want to know that there's a good quality of life that their business can be a part of and that their employees can enjoy as well.
Well, I believe that we sometimes take so much our rich arts and culture here in Cincinnati for granted, but it really does have a big draw for many people, and I know we enjoy the benefits day in and day out. And I know, Julie, that it's an attraction for visitors who are coming to town. I mean, not only they will, and I'm not knocking the professional sports teams. I was just merely pointing out that our arts are a big, big part of what makes Cincinnati a great place to live.
They are, for sure. And I would say I think we're getting. It seems to me that we're getting past the point in this community where we do take our arts and culture for granted. I mean, it is a strong draw for this community, for a city of our size, where we're located, to have the quality of arts that we have, and then on top of that, the accessibility of those arts. And, you go to New York City, you go to Chicago, and sure, there's Broadway and there's shows every night, but it's very difficult to get tickets. It's very difficult to get access to that, and in Cincinnati to have that access is really amazing for us. And at the Convention Visitors Bureau, it's one of the main things that we sell, beyond, our hotels and our convention center, of course, the sports team. But the arts create that vibrancy in Cincinnati that you don't find in many other Midwestern cities. We've gotten recognition across the globe for how strong our arts and culture are here in Cincinnati. We've had, you know, conventions that have booked specifically because of the arts, and it's opened up a whole new avenue of groups and meetings that we can go after because we have that relevancy right here in Cincinnati. So it's really fabulous for us. You know, it gets us a lot of media attention, you know, which is another big push of this Cincy and NYC in a couple of weeks. So we really have so many angles by which to come at this event, and all of it because if it weren't for the arts community, we would be in Cincinnati May 6th through the 12th doing what we do really well. But the fact that we can go to New York and leverage this from a business standpoint, from a media standpoint, from, you know, we're talking to meeting planners that week that we're there. We're talking to national media the week that we're there. This is a community that can get things done and activates around things and good opportunities and good ideas. But again, I think it really all does go back to the arts for sure.
I'm sorry. Can I just say that in case you haven't seen it, this morning in the Wall Street Journal is a big article about Cincinnati Ballet and Peter Frampton. He is going to be there opening night on May 6th and joining us because we are doing a work to some of his world premiere music that he created for a series that closed our previous season. So it's kind
fabulous.
Of cool. Wall Street Journal.
Well, and you typically think of the Wall Street Journal as, you know, business. You know, straight, but right. but they're not. I mean, it's looking at the business of arts and communities, and we just closed a very successful Arts Wave campaign, you know, here in town, which raised, you know, record number of dollars, you know, thanks to the leadership of Melanie Healy at P&G and others. And I think, you know, again, there's accessibility here. People want to be engaged. They want to see it thrive because it is a main economic driver.
Largest arts funding campaign in the country, as a matter of fact. Bigger than New York, bigger than Chicago.
Right.
Amazing. Over $12 million. And that's
You know, and I think we're going to get to the point by doing these types of things in New York where, you know, we hear a lot at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I know the mayor talks about this a lot, that people are surprised about Cincinnati. They're surprised at the quality of the arts. They're surprised at the sports team. Surprised we have 10 Fortune, you know, 500 headquarter companies right here. Doing events like this and doing them really well as a community, you know, we need to lower that surprise factor. You know, we need to get to the point where people say, well, of course, that's Cincinnati. Well, of course, I would find that there. You know, of course, this would be the case. And I think working together, you know, arts, business, you know, media, all those things, doing them more frequently, more often, doing them well, will help us to Trevor's point, raise that awareness of what we are as a business center and art center and a really great Midwestern city for arts, culture, and business. And I think if we could really sum up what we're trying to do that week in New York, I think it really comes around those three things.
Well, we'll talk about the goals for Cincy and NYC in just a moment. That was Julie Calvert from the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau, also here in the studio with me, or Trevor Hamilton from Ready Cincinnati, and Victoria Morgan, Artistic Director and CEO of the Cincinnati Ballet. More about Cincy and NYC coming up after a short break. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're discussing Cincy and NYC, a showcase of Cincinnati arts and commerce happening in New York City May 6th through 12th with performances by the Cincinnati Ballet and the Cincinnati May Festival and other Cincinnati arts organizations. In the studio with me are Victoria Morgan from the Cincinnati Ballet, Julie Calvert from the Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Trevor Hamilton from Ready Cincinnati, the Regional Economic Development Initiative. We have a question here. Is this unique to Cincinnati, or do you know of any other city that has gone through this effort and put this kind of effort together to show off in another city?
Yes. The answer is yes.
You know, yes to which? I guess I didn't ask that question. Which? I guess I asked two questions there.
Let me say that this collaboration between the arts community and the business community, I can't remember in the past 10 years where we've done something this large on a community-wide scale outside of Cincinnati in the past 10 years. So this is very big for Cincinnati. There are other cities that do these that do similar types of events in smaller pockets. They'll take, you know, their own specific industries up to kind of, you know, storm Wall Street or storm Chicago. So yes, it's happened. yes, I think it might become the way that we begin to do business in this community because we're good collaborators and we all have the same goals for the community. You know, in New York, there are other cities that we during that week that we're there that are also doing similar events. But I'm not aware of another city doing it to the scale that we are doing it in New York that week.
Yeah, I would agree with Julie that other cities do things like this, but never in this kind of coordinated fashion with this many organizations and entities going en masse at the same time to converge on a city. And I think that's pretty powerful, whereas other cities are doing it rather piecemeal and not in a coordinated fashion. And I think for all of us collectively, that has helped to, we keep talking about, raise the awareness factor already, even before we arrive there in May. And so I think we've kind of maybe set the bar for how we do things in the future here. And I'm not begging too much for the next event yet. Well, we got one to do first. But, you know, there are other markets. I know we could do this in other places. And so it's very encouraging from that respect how we're all working together collaboratively.
Well, it began with the Cincinnati Ballet's 50th anniversary tour and then the tie-in with the Cincinnati May Festival. And you already have mentioned the piece that you collaborated with Peter Frampton on. What else is the ballet doing in New York City?
Yeah, very great rep. Val Canaparoli, who is maybe the most prolific choreographer really in the country, he's fabulous and he's a friend from my early San Francisco ballet dancing days. He created a work for our New Works Festival, which premiered in September of 2013, called Caprice. And it's a Paganini violin solos, I mean, really virtuosic. And we're bringing two incredible students from CCM to play it live for us.
Hmm.
And then we close the evening with a piece called Chasing Squirrel, Trey McIntyre, another, you know, major choreographer in our industry. And it's so wacky. It's fast moving. And it is the Cronus Quartet, their album Nuevos. You might know it. There's all
yes,
kinds
I
of
do.
Special sound effects. You know, there's woo, woo, woo. There's all kinds of, you know, it's very sort of Latino and very playful and speedy. And the thing that's great is these choreographers are major. And I love it that the country is going to hear about Cincinnati Ballet's, our relationship. And these are all works that were created specifically for Cincinnati Ballet. World premiere. I mean, New York premieres. Nobody in New York has seen it.
Wow.
It's cool.
Now, and you'll be doing multiple performances of all these works?
Oh, yes. Actually, we open on May 6th. We have 7 shows, and we go through Sunday, May 11th.
And also performing May 9th will be the Cincinnati May Festival and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And they are keeping with that kind of cutting edge, modern, new works, doing a work by Nathaniel Dett and another by John Adams. And just as an aside, Cincinnati Public Radio is kind of involved in Cincy and NYC because we will be simulcasting on our sister station, 90.9 WGUC. The concert that the May Festival and Symphony are doing in Carnegie Hall on that Friday evening. So kind of tying in, and we're having a listening party in Washington Park. Details about all this stuff available at WVXU.org. But there's more than that, because there are nine different organizations that are involved. And it's not just performing arts, because the Cincinnati Art Museum is doing something. The Taft Museum of Art lending a Rembrandt. What else is happening, Julie?
I think that's important that with the Taft and what they're doing. But we also have the Playhouse. You know, we'll be there. Of course, the Cincinnati Opera is celebrating their.
They're going to talk about a big world premiere that's a secret that we're not supposed to say what it is.
I know what it is, but special things that are happening. You know, there'll be a CCM jazz ensemble. The Cincinnati Opera will be there. Playhouse in the Park is presenting a special stage read of the new play Fool by Cincinnati native Teresa Reback.
Yes.
Right. Cincinnati Art Museum presents Eye on the Street, a panel discussion on street photography in the 21st century. The Aerial Quartet, CCM, the World Piano Competition is doing some performance that week. And, of course, the Rembrandt at the Taft Museum, which is really sort of a sweet little love story, if you will.
Oh, yes.
With that. So it's reuniting Mr. and Mrs. Rembrandt at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in a display pairing the Taft's self-portrait by the iconic Dutch painter with the Met's companion piece of his wife.
Wow.
And so really fun business people in this community have dubbed that the conjugal visit of these two individuals. And God love them. Right?
So, they've been apart for so many years.
They have been. So he's anxious to get up there.
So
we're going to put him on a plane just as soon as humanly possible.
So there are all these arts events going on, but I know Trevor is also, there's a lot of meetings that go on. I know some you can't, you know, have specifics, but lots of parties and other things that are happening to show off Cincinnati.
Sure. As part of Ready Cincinnati's agenda for New York, we are going to be leveraging the great support that we all get from our business community here in the Cincinnati region. And as Julie mentioned earlier, you know, we'll have several of our businesses represented there during that time, several CEOs from Cincinnati that will be attending and partaking of the different activities going on.
Our mayor's going too? I think
yes.
I heard something about the mayor.
Mayor
up.
Cranley will be going as well. And as part of Ready Cincinnati's team, that'll be led by Mayor Cranley, along with Tom Williams, the chair of Ready Cincinnati, along with our new CEO, Jonna Reeder. And we have enlisted other CEOs and business leaders from the community to help us sell Cincinnati while we're there as a business location. So one of our target audiences are site selection consultants. So these are professionals that, for a living, engage with major corporations all over the world to help them site locations for new plants, new facilities, new offices. And so it's terribly important for us to build very positive, long-lasting relationships with these consultants, so that when they have a client, they think Cincinnati when they think of a business location opportunity. And, you know, they're used to hearing from economic development organizations and chambers of commerce all the time. They expect us to tell them great things about why Cincinnati is a great place to do business. So what we find best is to have them speak colleague to colleague with businesses that are already here doing business, maybe businesses that grew up here or businesses that recently located here, and be able to talk about the real-world experiences of doing business in Cincinnati. Julie also mentioned earlier that, you know, one of the more surprising facts that we still need to do a better job of promoting out there is that Cincinnati has 10 Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered here. And when you look at that compared to New York on a per capita basis, that's more Fortune 500s that are headquartered here than New York has. So, and I think you couple that with a very low cost of doing business. We're the number to least cost location in the United States, recently ranked by KPMG.
Hmm.
And when you copy, when you couple that with the corporate climate here and the lower cost of doing business here, in an overall lower cost environment to live as well, and then all we have to offer as a city that acts above its weight class, if you will, in terms of the arts offerings we have, the business amenities that we have here in a lower cost environment, that's the kind of message that we want to convey and hopefully be able to attract the attention of global businesses as Cincinnati, a place they want to come and do business as well.
We're talking about Cincy and NYC here on Cincinnati Edition. You can join the conversation by emailing us, talk@wvxu.org, or calling us at 513-419-7100. Margaret emailed in that there's also going to be some food that's shown off,
right,
that we have some chefs who will be cooking a meal for the James Beard Foundation.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, and because that is a really – it's another example of a collaboration that came about because of Cincy and NYC, and it's led by Chef Jean Robert, and he's put together a team of top chefs here in town, and they're taking over the James Beard House in New York on Saturday night, May the 10th. And each chef is preparing a different course of the meal. And from what I understand, the dinner is sold out. And it's been sold out for a week now.
Wow.
And these are not just Cincinnatians that happen to be in New York to say, oh, I'm just going to go. These are New Yorkers that are coming to experience just the top quality cuisine and food that we have here in Cincinnati. And again, it's another example of who knew, but let's do more things like that. And people will then say, well, of course, that's the case. You know, we're also leveraging that. We have media from Food and Wine. We have media from Savour Magazine and People Magazine who are coming to that dinner to experience that as well. And that's where those things start. And that's where the awareness, you know, starts to rise. And, you know, that's a goal, a big goal of this Cincy NYC is to also use all these opportunities together, you know, to attract the attention of the media, because New York is the media capital of the world. And you know, how do we put these together, and what's the story we want to tell about Cincinnati? And so, you know, certainly that's an example. And we have, you know, along with Trevor's team, we've put together a series of desk side briefings with top publications, with CEOs, and again, led by the mayor, Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, others, CNBC, led by Trevor's team, that we're going to sit down with and actually do shows, do desk side briefings, and encourage stories on Cincinnati that are beyond the arts community. But it's sometimes, in some ways, you know, beyond the business community, too. It's about doing business and living here in Cincinnati. When you start to put all those factors together, you know, quality of life, cost of living, accessibility, you know, great arts culture, against a backdrop of $2.6 billion in new development from the riverfront through to over the Rhine.
Right.
There's not a city within, you know, 6 hours of Cincinnati that has more going on than us. And we've got the whole package. So I like Trevor's, you know, piece of, you know, kind of playing above our weight class, because I think that's exactly right. We need to start shedding this Midwestern humility and humbleness of, oh, well, why would you want to come to Cincinnati? Oh, don't give us a compliment, and say, well, yes, of course. We know it. And we know when we bring meeting planners in, when Trevor and his team bring in site selector planners, Victoria, I'm sure when you bring in dancers and new artists, and they hear about Cincinnati and they're like scratch their head thinking, well, I don't know anything about Cincinnati. But once they get here, it's sold, sold, done, delivered, and people want to be here. So we're taking that message on the road. We're sitting with local. We're sitting with media. We've targeted, you know, 40 national media folks who have ties to Cincinnati. Either they worked here, they lived here, were educated here, to come to a big Cincinnati party at Edwards and Tribeca to experience Cincinnati, to reconnect with us and help us be ambassadors as we, you know, get more aggressive about this effort moving forward. So that's going to be on May the 7th in the evening, again, hosted by Mayor Cranley. And, you know, we could go on for hours about the great opportunities. But again, thanks to the arts, thanks to Julie Schiffman for making sure that all the dots were being connected, that people were in the know and in the right place, because and really thanks to the arts community and for being such, you know, leaders, world-class leaders in arts in Cincinnati. We wouldn't be able to do this.
Well, this cooperation and collaboration, you know, just benefits on the business and arts side and community side as well. And I think the greatest way to reach someone's hearts through their stomach. So I guess, Trevor, that dinner with Jean Robert and who else was David Cook
Funk.
From David and Jose Salazar and Julie Francis and Stephen Williams and
David Falk, I believe.
Yeah, David Falk in there as well. So, you know, all these great chefs. So, I mean, we have great food here. I know, you know, New York's known for their great food, but we have a lot here. And I imagine that will impress some of the people you're looking to impress as well.
Absolutely. You know, and including some great Grater's ice cream we're sending ahead of time up to, you know, our guests that we're going to be meeting with while we're there. So, yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, these little things that just can kind of continue to build upon the positive attributes of Cincinnati and what makes us unique and special and, you know, why somebody should be paying attention to Cincinnati.
Well, there's quite a few Cincinnati people who are planning to go to New York City for Cincy and NYC, but what's being done to attract the Big Apple crowd to be able to share with them? I mean, not only these business folks and other arts folks, but what else is being done to attract that that crowd, that New York crowd?
Yeah, well, I would say with the Joyce, they have a subscription base that's really broad, and they're very educated in the art form of dance. And then, I mean, of course, we hire the media that's there, and we're going to have posters in the subway. They're going to know about us. We're going to have ads in the New York Times. I mean, people are going to want to come and see us. And I think celebrating the 50th, it's unique. There's only a total of 13 companies in the country that can claim that. So I think that'll be a curiosity in and of itself.
And Mark, I'll just add very quickly that the marketing effort for Cincy and NYC began in September of last year. So this is not just, you know, let's do it 2 weeks
right.
ahead of time.
Right.
And really kudos to the marketing and PR folks again at the arts organizations who have really, you know, worked together so closely, so aggressively to make sure to your point, to Victoria's point, that people in New York know. I mean, yes, Cincinnatians are going. We want to partake in that, but that's, you know, there's theaters to fill, and they are filling. And so I think that it's been a good effort. It's been a cohesive effort, and everybody's just really excited about it, and we're going to fill it.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions that are kind of tied together. That there's a couple of questions regarding how can I go? I want to go to Cincy and NYC. Is there any one place you can book reservations or performance tickets, or is anyone chartering buses? Another one says, is there a package available, or where can I buy tickets? So what do you suggest for the folks who may want to go? I know you mentioned the dinner being sold out. I think there was another party I read somewhere that was filled to capacity.
Yes. I would suggest that people listening in who want to participate and go to www.cincynyc.com. And from there, you can click to the organizations and buy the tickets that you want to buy, learn about the different parties and the different events that are happening. But I would suggest people do that very quickly.
Very soon, yes.
Because a lot of those events are selling out very quickly. Unfortunately, there's no tour company, a bus tour company, if you will, or a travel agency that's been contracted to, kind of act as the repository for all of this. So we're kind of, but that website is very good at kind of putting everything together, making it very easy for people to click through and to find their way through there.
Well, I only have a moment or so left, and I wanted to ask you, Victoria, I know you're here today. It's dress rehearsal day because the Cincinnati Ballet is performing this weekend. And tell us what's going on, because it's pretty exciting. You talked about collaborating with Peter Frampton. This is the music of Over the Rhine with the Cincinnati Ballet.
Thank you for asking. we have two world premieres by two great choreographers. Our resident choreographer, Adam Hoagland, is creating a world premiere, and Jody Gates is creating a world premiere. Another national choreographer, and it's sizzling. I just have to say, we've been in the studio rehearsing it, and now to have that music live on stage and to have Karen Bernquist's voice inside your body, you can just see how it's affecting the dancers. So it's a pretty hot show. It's going Friday and Saturday matinee and Saturday evening, and I'm pretty proud of it. I mean, I wanted something that was reflective of a philosophy that we've incorporated as a part of our celebration of 50 years. And I think because we're not only about doing the great classics, of course that's important to us, but we also want to have that conversation with today's generation. And certainly, when you try and describe the music of Over the Rhine, it's... what is it? It's folk, it's country, it's rock, it's jazz, it's blues.
So many things, yes.
I mean, it's so many things, and it's so soulful, and it's so poignant, really, to see bodies moving to that music.
Well, you can find out more about the Cincinnati Ballet performances both here in Cincinnati and in New York City through our website, wvxu.org. I've been speaking with Victoria Morgan, the Artistic Director and CEO of the Cincinnati Ballet, Julie Calvert, Vice President of Communications and Strategic Development at Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Trevor Hamilton, the Vice President of Economic Development at Ready Cincinnati. Thank you all for being here today. It's been fun.
Thank you.
You can find a link about more about Cincy and NYC on our website, wvxu.org. It takes place May 6th through 12th. Numerous performances by the Cincinnati Ballet at the Joyce Theater, the Cincinnati May Festival and Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in Carnegie Hall Friday, May 9th. And as I mentioned, we'll be broadcasting that live on WVXU's sister station, 90.9 WGUC. Details about all this at WVXU.org. Next on Cincinnati Edition, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Cincinnati School for the Creative and Performing Arts. That's coming up after a break.